Welcome to the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Own.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space. Few topics will be off limits, and we have some amazing guests to share with you.
Our intention is that our conversations will spark your own curiosity to create a life that lights you up and inspires you to be kind, thoughtful, open-minded to yourself and others.
We are on AM 950, Sundays at 2 p.m. and all podcast platforms. So, Brian, what are you curious about today?
Okay, Kelly, here we go. We're going to do something a little quick here before we jump in with our amazing first guest. We just want to introduce, we're going to have Cassidy Ray. She's the magician behind Let's Get Freaking Weird.
I can't wait for that.
Who else do we have, Kelly?
And then we also have Matthew Dix, who's an author of Someday Is Today. And that's going to be a really fun one also. These two guests, let's just say we had to get a little creative to get them in studio. This is an honor to interview Cassidy and Matthew today. And it's good. And I'm already starting to channel, which is awesome, and seeing the pictures. So I think we're going to have a magical one, Mr. Brian.
We will. And before we get into our interview, what do we have cooking? I know you've had a lot of things going on at Edge Magazine and just expanding the community. And we're so grateful that people are showing up and listening and commenting. And if you're out there and you're enjoying our conversations, let us know. We love hearing from you.
Yeah.
So wherever you're listening, let us know.
Absolutely. And we have the Edge Magazine is in 300 drop spots throughout the Twin Cities area, but then also in greater Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, North South Dakota, Montana, and Oklahoma. So we're building. I don't know why people love their print copies. It's fantastic. Subscribe. I'm still hand mailing out to everybody because I felt energetically for the first year that I needed to touch every magazine and write a little note on everything. And yes, I sit there at my kitchen table and write little messages to all of our subscribers. When we bought the magazine, we had 3 subscribers left from the previous owner, and we're now almost at 300. So it's just this beautiful, organic, lovely thing. And who knew that print is magical. We did just send our last edition. This is one of the most recent ones, but that one's already at the printer. So it's actually being printed as we speak, and it's just magical and fun. So it is an honor. It is an honor to be here today. Okay, Miss Cassidy, we're going to kick this off. What are you curious about?
Hello. Hi. I am curious about fate and free will. Or should I say fate versus free will?
Tell us more.
That's one way to start. There we go.
Gotcha.
Oh, I know. Let's go 100 miles an hour.
Well,
right away.
Easy. No.
Let's go. Yeah. So tell us a little bit,
what
about yourself.
What does this person do even?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So you're curious about that, but let's backing up just a moment. Tell us about yourself. And then segue right into that curiosity.
Yeah, I am a professional psychic medium. I don't know how the professional sounds, but I'm a psychic medium, and that's what I do for my job, my profession.
Nice.
I do a lot of past life readings. That's kind of what my jam is right now. I work with people with fertility, a lot of grief, loved ones who passed over, love life, career, business, stocks. I kind of do it all. If you have something that you're wanting insight on, I talk to spirit and they hit me with it. So that's kind of my jam, and I keep it very real. I also talk to aliens, which seems to be a little weird for some people. It's quite normal for me.
Oh no, they're already here, so don't worry about it. Yeah, I was dialing and I was just like, oh, hello friends. Oh, that's the day we're gonna have
today. I got a lot over there.
Yeah, you do. Like, oh my gosh. Okay, so what does you're a professional psychic medium, which, honor to you, and to be able to make that leap and to be able to do that. Tell us a little bit about coming into your gifts and abilities. And then I know you've been on an adventure for the last year. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So I was always aware that I was a medium. I knew I saw dead grandma in the corner. That was always a thing to me as a child. I wasn't really sure what the psychic part of it meant. I knew that I was very intuitive or empathic. And so when I started just in 2020, I kind of heard this voice in my head after one of my, I was working for a TV station in Beverly Hills. We lost all of our funding and they said, we can't pay you. And I was like, how do I pay rent? And I heard a voice in my head. I heard spirit and they said, tell people that you're a medium. So I bought a $6 tarot deck and I just made a little fun post on Instagram. I said, $5 for free, pay whatever you want. I'm just kind of dabbling in this. And that day I had like 60 signups. And 4 months later, it was my full-time career. And I just started like unlocking these gifts that I really never knew existed, which was really cool because I was always jealous of the people I'd see on TV, like Therese, the Long Island medium, or Tyler, the Hollywood medium. I was like, how do they do it when they're like not sleeping? Because most of my gifts were my dreams. And then, yeah, so then I actually, when I met Kelly online, I was traveling around the U.S., just kind of going a little free spirit I am. And then when I got back from that, I stayed in L.A. for 6 months, and now I am moved to La Paz, Mexico to do my next little adventure of life.
I loved watching your Instagram. So after you, so Cassidy reached out because I'm in the publishing world, and I was just looking at this beautiful spirit running around the country, and I just love how fearless you are. And I love that you just radiate this beautiful energy. And again, this fearlessness, and you enjoy human activities. So you're not just like meditating 3 hours a day, doing all the kind of stuff. You're out there causing trouble, getting in the water, enjoying time with friends. And I mean, it's check her out on Instagram. And then also TikTok. You're blowing it up on TikTok too, aren't you?
I'm loving it. TikTok's great. Yeah, it's been a really fun platform to follow and build on. And I'm at 23,000 followers, which is a big goal of mine since I had 500 followers. I've been like dreaming of the number 23. So next is 75, and then we're going 100K up. No stopping.
Okay. So for for the community, what are some tips and tricks that you've done on TikTok? Because I mean, to get those kind of followers, by the way, the Edge Magazine has 188 followers on our TikTok account. So we're like really, really proud of our 188. What if you were going to give some advice to anybody out there that is actually trying to grow their awareness on TikTok?
Yeah.
What would you share with them?
I was actually just writing down points 2 nights ago when I was laying in bed. I get all my TikTok ideas at like 2 a.m., of course. I was going to make a video actually soon on this, but I mean, consistency is going to be your best friend. You can't post, you know, once a week or twice a month and expect really anything. I mean, for me, if I'm having ideas, I'm cranking out 5 videos in a day easily. Like, that's the glory of TikTok. You don't have to sit there and make it beautiful and edit it like a YouTube video. You just live talk what you're doing, what you're thinking, and you put it out there, and it's instant. So being consistent, also, like, as you can see, I have no problem behind the camera. It's really important to get comfortable just talking to people or even just talking to a blank screen, and feeling important, feeling what you're saying actually has a meaning. Even if you have 30 followers, like, talk like you have a million. Who cares? That's I talk like I'm the I can't say that word.
I know what you're saying.
I got a big ego.
Yeah, I love it.
I think confidence is going to be a huge part in growing your platform, and then also not trying to like conform to what everybody else is doing. Like finding what works for you. Like, there's a million other psychic mediums on TikTok. We know that. There's a million tarot readers. They're on your For You page all the time. But what I like about myself is I'm not like your average psychic or your average spiritual being. Like you said, I like the human activities. I'm very social. I'm very outgoing. I'm very blunt. I'm not like the hippie dippy who sits around and meditates all day. I'm like, I'll give it to you like it is. I'll give it to you straight. And that's that. So really, like, being authentic in who you are, showing that on screen is, I think, a really essential, because people can feel your authenticity just behind a screen. If you're scripted, that'll last 30 days. You're good. And then not long term.
So those are such good points, because I'm a bit of I spend time on TikTok every day. And I think what you just shared, especially for our audience, is really important for them to hear. That the most important thing is that they can actually just be themselves. I think a lot of people get caught up in like, oh, well, I should have been on Facebook or Instagram, but I don't understand the algorithm or I don't get the marketing part of it.
Yeah.
And TikTok has created a platform where you can literally press the plus button, speak your mind and send it out. And
it's instant.
It's instant. And don't worry about the mechanics. Don't worry about getting the hashtags right. And I think you really summed it up. And the proof is in your pudding, right? Like you've gone from zero to 23,000 followers. That's not saying anything. That's actually a pretty big deal. So kudos to you.
Thank you. Yeah.
And give us some ideas around some of that content that comes to you at 2 a.m. You know, are you often trying to make people laugh? Are you serious? Are you balanced? Are you all over the place? What kind of stuff are you
doing? Well, I mean, as Kelly probably understands, you get a lot of your psychic messages at like really random times, like you're driving or you're just in bed at like 2 a.m. trying to sleep. And then you get this like wonderful idea and you're like, okay, so we're getting ready for Dream Realm and the spirits come at you with beautiful ideas, which is great. So I have a phone note app right next to me when I sleep. So if I have to roll over and break my sleep to write something down, I will, because if I get something, I know it's urgent. Wait, what was the second part of this question? Sorry.
Oh, just maybe an example of one of those aha moments that you then put right on TikTok. You know, was it some download that you got or something funny you thought of?
Yeah, I noticed with... So I like my humor. I do like to add my humor. I think my humor is a huge part of why people relate to me, because I'm not stingy, I guess you could say. So a lot of the things, like when I get messages from aliens, those are go out ASAP messages. Some things you can wait on. Some things, if I'm just going to talk about, hey, how to create better content and throw out something like that, that can wait. Or, you know, maybe a message of guidance or something. Some things can wait. Like alien messages need to be heard, or like current life events. I channel a lot of stuff, not on purpose, from like the presidency. You know, I've literally predicted the Queen's passing. All these things come to me. And so when you hear those things, you got to get them out, because there's a purpose of something of that higher power or systems that are crumbling, that, you know, this is all you can really do. You can't have control over everything, but you can play your part. So some things you just feel are like supposed to go out ASAP.
Mm. I love the reptilian people in Hollywood kind of flow that you had going on a little bit, and that you were like, private message me. And you just, it was just funny because we were also dialing in with that as well. And it's just like, oh, yep.
It's so for real.
It's crazy. And then clones. I mean, there's like, we could go off in some craziness today, but we're going to kind of dial it in a little bit. But yeah, it's funny. There's the quote conspiracy theorists, or the people that are out there that are doing research. Sure. There's ones that are totally out in left field and right field and everywhere in between, but there's a lot of crazy stuff. And you know, what's funny lately, I've been just seeing, you know, in the movie, A Few Good Men, how Jack Nicholson, when he was on the stage, was like, you can't handle the truth.
Yeah.
And like, that's what I just keep getting, that you can't handle the truth. And I like want to raise my hand and just go, try me. Just try me. Just try me. Cause I think we can get it a lot more. But I think for a lot of people is that, and once you start peeling back the onion and you start realizing this isn't true and this is a lie and this, and everything's connected, it's just like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. I always like to say, like, we are literally on a floating rock. Like, why wouldn't that be a possibility? Come on.
Oh, my goodness.
That really brings things into a certain kind of focus.
Just zoom out. Like, look, like we're a planet in space. Of course there's aliens. Like,
yeah.
It's funny you're talking about aliens, because I literally watched Nope, the new Jordan Peele
movie that
yesterday. And it took a really very, very, very unique approach on the whole alien thing, and I'd be curious your thoughts after you watch it.
It's on my to-do list. Me and my boyfriend and I are planning to watch it, so I'll have to let you know when we do, but I'm so into all of, like, Jordan Peele movies and everything like that.
Well, because of our interview, TikTok's gonna put your stuff on my For You page, so just do a review after you watch it. Can't wait.
Perfect. I got you.
Oh, rock on. So, hey, if someone was going to have a session with you, because I know that you do, probably because you have clients from all over the world and you're down in Mexico, mm-hmm. what does a session look like for you, or with you?
Yeah. I had to stop for a while my audios because I was just getting so stacked up. But so because I have such a crazy schedule, I don't do like live Zoom calls or video chats like we're doing now, because I have a schedule where I can't fit that many people in. So I do all audio recorded messages. So like I'm over here channeling on my end, doing everything live. You're hearing me ask spirit questions. I'm writing down on my scribble notebook, and then I send you this link. You download it, you save it. It's usually about 30 minutes. You can listen to it whenever you want, which people love that. And then I send you a picture of my scribbles, which I'll kind of show you an example of like the one I channeled yesterday. But like, I mean, that's what a medium's notebook kind of looks like when you're doing a reading. That was a past life reading, so I was going all sorts of dimensions. And then I send you that, and you know, either email or text, whatever. If they have an iPhone, it's easier to text. And then, like, I'm not someone who's like, okay, here's your reading. See ya. I'm like, hit me up after. Like, let's be friends. Like, I'll validate anything, or you can validate things that I got, you know, really accurate or on the point. Or sometimes things don't happen for 3 months. And you're like, oh, shoot. Cassidy was, like, right on point. But in the moment, maybe it didn't make that much sense. So I like to keep in contact with, like, all my people. Like, I'd like to think we're friends. That's why I dropped out of my master's. Because as a therapist, you can't be friends with your clients.
No, you can't.
You can't.
I love your notes. I actually have, I've switched over to an iPad for my notes, and I use the pencil, and I have, because I get to use all the colors. Oh. I'm telling you, and then I can send the notes right away, and you validated me. Like I've done a lot since being on the edge. I'm now also doing a lot of private sessions, and you know, you're having this reading, you're getting this message, and it's very loud and clear. And I'll even go like, are you sure? And then it comes back, and then you throw the thought bubble out. And I don't do pre-recorded. I mean, I'll do them in person or via Zoom.
Right.
And they kind of give you this blank look, and they're kind of like, that doesn't resonate at all. And then I've had in the last week, 3 people reach out to me. Do you know what you told me 6 months ago? It just happened. And I'm like,
it just
happened. Yes. Okay.
You know, I think that's kind of a big part of why I kind of avoid that like live interaction too, because I'm like, these aren't going to make sense to you right now. And it's going to ruin my energy channel if you're looking at me with like a blank stare, like I'm stupid. And I'd rather just not see you. Like I like get full weirdo mode, and I listen to like really meditative music, and I just journal everything and have my audio going. And like, it works for me. It's how I get into a really deep channel.
I love
because
it.
Because this distracts me looking at somebody else.
So how do you describe past life for people? Like, because not everybody is like, and then simultaneous lives. I mean, some people kind of go with that. How do you open that door for people up? Because that's kind of a big one, because our past lives are totally impacting this. I mean,
it's huge. I pretty much just talk about the experiences I have with clients on TikTok, and then people are like, whoa, that's crazy, I want one. And then they come to me for it. Like, I'm not like really telling people like, hey, you should do this. But I think that people are starting to realize how much we're storing in our chakras, like the trauma that we store, both good and bad. But we do store a lot from past lives. You know, just one yesterday, this girl had 2 French past lives. And then she like messaged me back today, and she was like, I literally named both of my cats a French name, and I'm like obsessed with France. I'm like, we pick up a lot of things that are like comfort zones to us. Like, imagine a comfort food. You have like a comfort past life. And one of them I did pick up on, where she was just like in the country of France as like 8-year-old boy and loved the life. And then some of them are like, you're in a war and you just got stabbed in the heart. So like some of them are a little more intense. But yeah, I think people, I believe that your soul clients come to you when it's time. People come to you when they're ready to hear their past lives. So there's not like me poaching people. It's more like, hey, I really think I need to hear this.
So what does it look like how does the front end of your session go? Like, someone goes to your website, they book. Do you just get it all once it's booked, or do they like fill out some like notes, or do they leave you a voice note? Like, how does it work on the front end?
Yeah, I put a little detail section. So it's like name, email, detail section. And I tell them like, be as explicit as you want in this detail section, because if someone's like, hey, I'm curious about my love life, and that's all they put, I'm like, that's great, but like, what's your current relationship status? Like, work with me here, because if you want a general like baseline reading, I'll get you that. But if you're like, hey, this one person, this happened in this situation, and so now I'm curious about this, I'm like, okay, great, now I have context here, like, let's get into it. Like, we're not mind readers, we're psychics. So so
thank you for saying
that.
Detail
section.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Because I don't want to, if someone's spending an hour with me, I don't want to spend the first 18 minutes trying to prove to you that I know what I'm talking about. Like, thank you.
I tell
you.
People, this is not a guessing game.
No. Mm-mm. No, no, no.
No. We're trying to heal. End of story.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like with the onion. Like, show up with your knife, cut off the ends, get everything kind of ready to go, and then I'll start jumping in. I'm not going to sit there and go buy the onion, bring it home, and then take the skin off. And No.
Like, someone's curious about career and finances, I'm like, all right, well, give me what you're investing in. I'll tell you what feels good and what doesn't. Give me a state that you're trying to move to, and I'll tell you if that feels great. Like, that's how you get the most accurate readings, honestly. And then I ask also, like, what their self-care routine is, just to see how much they're doing for themselves. And then, like, I ask spirit what kind of self-care they can add in. And it's usually very simple, easy things you can add into the routine. Like, I'm not going to ask you to go do something crazy. I'm like, hey, in the morning, you're going to put this sound on while you're brushing your teeth. Great.
Yeah.
So that's a really key factor that I think is also unique to you. You just said that you actually key into self-care habits or things that you would include in your reading to say, hey, you know, you're someone that should probably stay away from milk, or you should drink more water. So those types of things come to you as well.
I get certain like herbs that are good for the body. If someone's dealing with like inflammation, I see visions of like what Oregon is kind of dealing with that. I'm like, okay, spirit's telling me, you know, like beet juice would be really great for that. And these aren't things I studied or learned in a book. These are just spirit telling me things. And I just tell you, like, my mom literally had an infection one time in her kidney, and I started seeing a vision of a bean. And I was like, what's the organ that looks like a bean? She's like, the kidney. I was like, you have an infection. And we did a Reiki session, all gone.
So just for anyone out there who really wants to believe how aligned everything is and how on point Cassidy is, look at what I have.
Beet juice.
Sitting within a foot of me right now.
Yeah.
So for anyone out there who's wondering how real what's happening right now, that's how real.
You can't make this
some inflammation.
Up. Okay,
that's
you guys.
Funny I said beat.
No, it's not. It's perfect. Dialed in how you are. Okay. Oh my God, I just spoke like Yoda. It was fantastic. We are wrapping our time up. Cassidy, she is, oh my gosh, you're just dialed in. I don't want to just say that you're limited with Reiki. You're limited with psychic mediumship. You're with tarot and past life. I mean, if you're curious at all, you guys, there's a reason why she's here. There's a reason she's on our show. As the person that I am, knowing what I know, inviting her with Brian, Cassidy, how do people find you? Because I just want people to, with their curiosity, just book with you.
Yeah, for sure. Everything is under Let's Get Friggin' Weird, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn, everything. And then my
would
website
you spell
is Let's
that?
Get Friggin'.
Spell it, yeah, because it's spelled a little differently than it sounds. Yeah.
Beware of scammers. I'll never DM you. I don't search for work. Okay. LetsGetFriggin'Weird.com is the website.
Perfect. And those are your handles, and it's lovely. You guys.
Everything. Let's get friggin' weird.
Awesome. Cassidy, you rock, lady. This has just been an awesome adventure, and I'd love to have you back, and I know so would Brian and his beet juice.
For sure.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, and thank you. Here's to our next segment. Cassidy, rock on, lady. We need you.